True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
A bullet should not stop free speech. Nothing else should stop free speech. I wrote a blog about this. It's on our website at www.com. And I also made the point about the President of the United States using the FCC to try to control speech that is negative about him, even if it's the truth. And this is just so contrary to being an American. Anyway, so that shouldn't stop freedom of speech, and a bullet should not stop freedom of speech either. That's also posted on Scoot on the Air Facebook, and you can read it there and comment on it as well. I'm glad you're with us. Free for all Friday afternoon, as I have said this afternoon. By this time of September, I'm ready for those cool fronts to come through, but there just doesn't seem to be anything coming anytime soon. Before we get back to your calls and what we have been talking about all afternoon, which is the suspect in the Charlie Kirk shooting is in custody. He does not appear to be working with the investigators, remaining quiet. He confessed to his dad, and the family did the right thing. He turned himself in. And a lot of people wanted this to be a foreigner. Can you imagine the people who would be rejoicing if an illegal immigrant did this? They would be people who would absolutely be rejoicing. But it is a young, white, American male. We'll get more into that, get back more into that in just a moment. Look, let me mention, you've heard this in our news, that co-defendant with Cantrell, Jeffrey Vappi, her lover, her booty guard, entered a not guilty plea. I mentioned this at the beginning of the show, and I've mentioned it before. You know what's really sad about this? Is that LaToya Cantrell and Jeffrey Vappi both had enough money, individually and together as a couple, to go take whatever trips they wanted to take. It's not like they couldn't afford it and they needed to cheat. It's not like they couldn't afford it and they needed the city to pay for their trips. They both had enough money to take trips. Well, they certainly should have. And they could have flown anywhere in the world and had their affair going on. But they decided to cheat the citizens of New Orleans. And that's what hurts. But again, both seem to have the ego that made them think they could get away with it. And they didn't. And both are in trouble. And I mentioned yesterday, LaToya Cantrell has a whole new look. She doesn't have that boy haircut anymore. She has braids. And I think this was advice given to her. Change your look. Do not look like the woman that was originally indicted by the federal government. Change your look. Look softer. And she does look softer. But I'm assuming that she was given advice to totally change her look, and she has. On a lighter note, Amtrak says that they're going to add capacity to the trains that are going to Saints games along the Gulf Coast. You know, people have already been coming from Mississippi You know, the I-5 corridor coming from Mississippi on Amtrak to come to Saints games. And now from Mobile to New Orleans, you could come to Saints games. I'm assuming that there's a train that runs that would get you here because, you know, that's just a great way to get to New Orleans. So just come on the train here and you are blocks away from the Caesar Superdome. Also, the new episodes of Wednesday are out, and Wednesday is by far the biggest streaming show on television. It is just doing really, really well. It's about the daughter in the Addams Family, Wednesday, the daughter, and she's now at a prep school. I'm not crazy about all of the casting in this. Catherine Zeta-Jones, who is married to Michael Douglas, she's 55. Michael Douglas is 80. And she made a comment the other day, and some people are really up in arms about this. She said that this young 12-year-old, a cute 12-year-old boy, came up and asked her for her autograph. And she said she thought that was really cute. And then she started thinking, wait a minute. When I'm 70, he's going to be 33. So I guess people are critical because she was looking at this 12-year-old boy thinking about sex. That when she's 70, she was projecting that when she's 70, he's going to be 33 and it's all going to be okay. Now, I don't think it's a big deal because she's respecting that he's 12 years old and she can't do anything now. So she'd have to wait till he got older. So I don't know. I can't make a big deal about that. But also, I have kind of adjusted this week on something that I said last week, and that is that Wednesday is not for kids. The show's based on the Addams Family daughter and the Addams Family, but it's dark. And there's some really scary figures. And when I think about, like, my grandkids, you know, it's not for my grandkids. But, I would say that if you've got kids, you know, 12, 13, I mean, you have to know your kids and know what bothers them and what doesn't bother them. I don't know if it's something that they should see right before they go to bed. But I think Wednesday can be for preteens and teenagers. But again, you know your kids and you have to make that decision. But I don't think it's for young kids. It's pretty amazing. Steve Buscemi is now added to the cast, and the young girl who plays Wednesday just does a marvelous job of being this really macabre young teenager. And it's really well written. I'm going to probably watch another episode or two this weekend. But some of the new episodes are out. Also, if I'm not mistaken, Spinal Tap 2. The sequel to Spinal Tap, I think it's out this weekend. Is it? Oh, it's out this weekend? Well, let's go to Jimmy and Gretna right now. Hey, Jimmy.
Hey, bud. Hey, Scoot. Hey, yeah, that's what I wanted to call you up about. I know you were in the movie as well as I.
Well, I don't, you know, I was part of the
you
filming.
Might be in the movie.
I, yeah, I don't know.
You
I was,
might
a,
be.
Was an extra. I don't know if I made it in the movie.
And I know a lot of your listeners did the filming at UNO Lakefront Arena during that 2 or 3 day process. But yeah, it premieres today or tonight across theaters across the nation. And I know tonight at the Broad Theater, I'm not sure if it's sold out, but they're having a big Spinal Tap 2 party. I think the movie is going to play at 7 o'clock, followed by bands playing Spinal Tap music. I think next door, so it's like an all-night event at the Broad Theater.
That's cool.
I was checking to see if you were going to that or not.
No, I didn't even know about it, but that's really cool. That's just say that's tonight at 7? No, the movie starts at 7? All right, Jimmy's gone. So that's a really cool thing for the Broad Theater to do. Yeah, I was part of the 2 day shooting of that at UNO, and I'd never been an extra in a movie, and it was kind of interesting. You know, that's not my chosen field, but it was kind of fun to be part of it. I mean, I got into it. I mean, I acted like this, you know, like this total maniac. I don't know if I made any of the scenes, but from what I saw about the filming and what I saw was also the segment of the movie where Elton John is performing with Spinal Tap, and Elton John was here at the Lakefront Arena where they did the filming. And I mean, you know, what I've heard about the story seems like it's good to me, but the critics have not all been kind to it. So I'm looking forward to that. I love the title, Spinal Tap 2, The End Continues. Love that. So anyway, that opens up tonight. If you were one of the extras, you might want to go and see if you are actually in it. All right, let's get back to our conversation. This has been a tough week in America. It's been a week that is going to define who we are. And right now, I don't like what I'm hearing. I don't like it. Where is the sense of unity? Where is the sense of, hey, can't we realize that this is wrong and that freedom of speech is precious and we don't have to agree with a speech to say that it's wrong to kill somebody because you disagree with them? I am really embarrassed and saddened that the President of the United States went on Fox and Friends this morning and said he could care less about uniting this country. He could care less about fixing the country. He was asked the question by Fox and Friends, and he said he could care less, could not care less. He cares less than he could ever care, is what he's saying. He doesn't care about uniting this country. And I just think that is deplorable for a president of the United States to say that, that he doesn't care about fixing or uniting this country. And the right-wing echo chamber, media echo chamber, is ramping up the rough rhetoric about the bullets are coming from the left. This is war. They are at war with us. Basically, let's get them. I don't know what that means. But it's really sad. Now, you can reject that notion. You can reject the president. If you voted for Trump, that's okay. This is America. You can vote for Trump. If you voted for Trump, that's okay. But you don't have to believe everything he says. But this just goes to show you that Donald Trump doesn't really seem to have empathy in his DNA. I don't know if he knows how to be sensitive. And this bully machismo mentality of, you know, the left is the enemy and it's their fault. This guy, I bring this up again, this guy who, again, I don't mention the names of mass shooters on this show, because even if they die, they want their name to be mentioned, and I'm not going to give them that satisfaction, even though I'm just one show and I know his name's out there, but I'm going to maintain my policy. And I think that the national news should follow my policy of not mentioning the names of these people. And ultimately, it should be obvious that if you commit a violent act and you're doing it in part because you want to be infamous and you want your name mentioned, if you know your name's not going to be mentioned, I don't know, would it cause you to maybe not do it? I don't know. But I just think it's a good policy to not mention their names. But this shooter was a young white American. And a lot of people would have loved for him to have been somebody from another country or an illegal immigrant. And what I find now is people are looking for evidence, looking for reasons to hate all Democrats. You can hate what they stand for in the same way that people hated what Charlie Kirk stood for. But you can't sit there as an American and defend Charlie Kirk's right to say what he wants to say, but Democrats don't have the right to say what they want to say. And you're being brainwashed if you are believing the right-wing media echo chamber that is trying to whip up this war against the left over this. Now, the details that we've all been waiting for about Charlie Kirk's killer are now starting to come out.
A 22-year-old Utah man is in police custody for Charlie Kirk's shooting death.
We got him.
Authorities have identified the suspect as Tyler Robinson. Turning Point CEO Kirk was shot as he spoke to a crowd gathered in a courtyard at Utah Valley University in Orem. Utah Governor Spencer Cox says the assassination suspect had grown more political and was opposed to Charlie Kirk's beliefs.
In the conversation with another family member, Robinson mentioned Charlie Kirk was coming to UVU. They talked about why they didn't like him and the viewpoints that he had.
Cox also said that the bullet casings discovered by investigators had several inscriptions engraved on them. One read, "Hey fascist, catch." Cox ended with a message about social media in the video that circulated online showing the shooting.
Social media is a cancer on our society right now. And I would encourage, again, I would encourage people to log off, turn off, touch grass, hug a family member, go out and do good in your community.
I'm Haya Pinjwani.
And Utah Governor Spencer Cox had a lot more to say about the gravity of this moment in time.
This is certainly about the tragic death, assassination, political assassination of Charlie Kirk. But it is also much bigger than an attack on an individual. It is an attack on all of us. It is an attack on the American experiment. It is an attack on our ideals. This cuts to the very foundation of who we are, of who we have been, and who we could be in better times.
Thank God for Spencer Cox. That's what the President of the United States should be saying. And he's not. But you have a right to support Donald Trump. You have a right to support his policies. You also have a right to reject this bully mentality of not caring about uniting this country at a time like this. Ronald Reagan has got to be spinning in his grave right now, because Ronald Reagan would have been so great at trying to unite this country. Bill Clinton would have done a good job of trying to unite this country. Barack Obama. When the president is reluctant to want to unite America, what does that tell you? I've never experienced anything like this in my life. And I still stand by Charlie Kirk's right to express his opinion. But nobody should be killed, or nobody should be the subject of violence because of expressing an opinion. Let us not forget this is America. And anybody who buys into this war between the right and the left, or the bullets are coming from the left, anyone that buys into that is not a true American. You have totally defied the spirit of this country. If you have a comment, Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. More of your calls, more of your texts are coming up. So this weekend, LSU, they're going to have to prove themselves against Florida, because they have so much potential this year. Garrett Nussmeier has so much potential this year. The team and Nussmeier did not live up to their potential against Louisiana Tech. Will they rise to the occasion Saturday night against Florida? I hope so. I think they will. And Tulane plays Duke at Yeoman Stadium, and Tulane's got a chance to be 3-0. I think Tulane wins. And then Sunday, it's the Saints and the 49ers in the Caesars Superdome. The 49ers are beaten up, and the Saints, they did okay last week. Let's hope there's a little more concentration this week, and let's hope that passes are not dropped. Passes that go right into your hands. When you are paid and you train to catch the ball, you gotta catch the ball. And I'm not just talking about Johnson. I'm talking about the whole team in general. And cut down on the mistakes. And the Saints can win. I think the Saints beat the 49ers Sunday afternoon. And the Saints go 1-1. That would be cool. I'm Scoot on the air. We'll be right back on
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
VWL. On the Scoot on the Air calendar on this day in 2000, LL Cool J released his eighth album, GOAT, G-O-A-T, and began to popularize that, meaning greatest of all time. GOAT, greatest of all time. All right, a Michigan public school teacher has been placed on leave. There's an investigation. She made a comment about the assassination of Charlie Kirk that was considered inappropriate. School officials did not name her or what was said, but she was placed on leave. The point is that, you know, you're going to see people post things on social media. They don't represent mass numbers of people. They're keyboard cowards. They represent themselves. And what they say doesn't matter. Also, there was a joint statement from Comcast and NBC Universal about how the media can do a better job. And there was talk about the firing of Matthew Dowd from MSNBC. A senior political analyst said something really ignorant, basically saying that Charlie Kirk, because of what he stands for, was responsible for his own assassination. And Matthew Dowd was fired immediately. So you can't say the left isn't taking action against their own when the left goes out of step. From Atlanta, David, you're on WWL.
Scoot, thank you so. Scoot, thank you so much. Quickly, the email that I discussed with you the other day that I sent to David Stern, the commissioner of the NBA, should be in your mailbox. I'd be honored if you'd read it and feel free to disseminate it. It regards the station that was I was responsible for them losing a $500,000 contract every year with the Hornets. Now, you talked about Governor Landry a short time ago, that $900 ethics matter. Well, I got something that will make that look like miniature mushrooms. Now, Tyler Bridges wrote an article, and I was the source, regarding the current Secretary of the Treasury for the state of Louisiana, Dr. John Fleming. He has a radio station manager and a talk host on the state payroll, taxpayer money, making $120,000 a year. Now, I researched this when I was involved with the Broussard matter. I'm not a lawyer, but there's a law, I think it's called the Honesty in Government Act. If a state receives 10% or more of its budget, Louisiana receives 50, that state is subject to the Honesty in Government Act, wherein no state official or state worker can benefit or gain from their office or their position. Now, the talk host, may I mention the name? I won't if you wish.
No, don't mention it, but I'm going to check out your letter, okay? And maybe we will. Maybe we will mention it, but go ahead.
Okay. Well, this much of this is in the Tyler Bridges article that was published in the Picayune Advocate a short time ago. Now, this person constantly, ad nauseum, attacks the primary opponent in the Senate race in 2026, John Cassidy, that John Fleming is opposing. Now,
Bill Cassidy.
Did anyone ask themselves, is this person being on the state payroll, making $120,000 a year, to essentially have free campaign action and commercials and other matters attacking his number one opponent while this person is on the state payroll? Is he being sincere, or is he an employee of the state hired perhaps for the purpose to benefit the John Fleming campaign? I think at the best, that's an ethics violation, and it could be a federal felony. I'm not a lawyer, but that's my opinion. So I think the taxpayer should be aware of this.
Yeah, I'm going to look into that, David. I'm glad you brought that up. Yeah, I mean, that doesn't sound right. It doesn't sound right for a talk show host to be on the state's payroll because the head of our state, the governor, Jeff Landry doesn't like Bill Cassidy. Jeff Landry wants somebody else in that position, somebody more conservative, somebody who's more, you know, basically, well, I won't say that. But anyway, you know what I'm talking about. They want somebody who is more of a right wing radical, and Bill Cassidy is not that. Look, let's go to Bob quickly on the North Shore. Bob, you're on WWL.
Hey, Scoot. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
A modicum of hope I give you this afternoon for free.
Okay.
Day before yesterday, my wife and I were coming home from Keesler Air Force Base and decided to celebrate my 83rd birthday at Texas Roadhouse in Slidell, Louisiana. When the waitress came over and I offered her my debit card, she said, "No, the gentleman at the bar has bought all of your meal and drinks." And I didn't know who was at the bar. I'd never met anybody at the bar. She gave me his name, and she said, "Maybe he just saw your hat. My hat has emblazoned with Vietnam veteran and proudly wearing the combat infantry badge." But I didn't know this guy from Adam.
That is a great story.
He paid for our meal. Getting back to the chaos that's going on right now, hate is a very, very strong word. I don't use it. It's not in my vocabulary. I served 3 years on the border in Germany and looked at Soviet forces in the eye or across my cupola in a tank. And I fought 3 years in Vietnam. And I never hated the Soviets, and I didn't hate the Viet Cong, who were armed and trying to kill me. As a matter of fact, on Vietnam New Year in 1972, I got on the radio and invited the Viet Cong district chief to go water skiing. He said that perhaps it was not a good time, but he would see me after the war.
Awesome.
Unfortunately, I didn't go back. I don't hate Donald Trump. I detest Donald Trump because of his actions, not because of his policies necessarily, but because of the way he goes about it. I don't hate him because, quite frankly, he ain't worth it. S.I. Hayakawa said, "Fear and anger paralyze the mind and make intelligent decision-making impossible." And that's what's spreading the chaos in the country, the fear and the anger.
Bob, you're a wise man, and I always appreciate when you call the show, and I appreciate you sharing that really nice story about somebody saying that you were a veteran and bought your meal. That's it's nice to know that there are people like that who are willing to recognize veterans. The sad truth is sex sells and hate sells. Hate sells more when it comes to attracting ratings in the media than promoting unity. And maybe I'm the fool for not approaching the business from the standpoint of let's sell hate. But it's not in my heart, and I can't do it, and I'm not going to do it, and I'm going to continue to do what I can to talk about how we can disagree, but we can't kill each other, and bullets cannot stop freedom of speech.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce canned flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, it's a Friday afternoon, and as time passes by, soon this is going to turn into Friday night. All right, we could go on. There is so much to talk about, and so many people want to talk. Let's get back to a few calls. So let's go to Gonzalez. Chuck, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Well, if anything, Scoot, Katy Perry could cheer anybody up, I think.
I think so.
You know, it's sad. I started looking at some dates of political shootings, and since Trump took office in 2016, God, there's a plethora of them. I mean, just one after another. I could name all the names, you know, Minnesota lawmakers, Trump himself, Charlie Kirk, Paul Pelosi, Michigan, Gretchen Whitmer. I mean, it just goes back, yeah. Steve Scalise. I mean, it keeps going on. And then you look prior to him taking the presidency, you have to almost go back to Ronald Reagan in 1981, now Gabby Gifford in 2011. But the point that I'm trying to make is, for whatever reason, I still think it's hidden in my mind as to exactly what Trump's motivations are. But he seems hell-bent to disrupt the fabric of this country for some reason, and I'm not really sure. I'm not sure if it's for financial gain, if it's for power, you know, like he kids about being, you know, running for a third term. Not really sure what it is. If it's just he truly is an evil man. Some people are. It's just evil people. But I don't know why we allow, and we're so hoodwinked. So many people are hoodwinked about letting this guy really tear this country apart. Just look at the statistics of all the disruption that's happened when he's been around.
Oh, and Charlie, just look at what he said this morning on Fox and Friends, that he doesn't, I can't believe that a president of the United States says he doesn't care about bringing this country together, doesn't care about unity, doesn't care.
Well, no, I think, you know, that's the funny thing about Trump. He tells us things that he really feels, and I think we just think it's so lampoonish that, oh, he can't be serious. No, he is. I mean, he says, I'm going to run for a third term. He's saying I could send the troops into every country, city in this country. He's not kidding. He will do these things. I think we just keep thinking, no, this can't be happening. Probably. And again, I don't want to really associate him to Adolf Hitler. But when Hitler was in power, all the Germans were saying, you know, he's just this guy that's going to bring us back from depression and everything. He's not going to do all these. Oh, gee, God, what are all these trains carrying all these people to concentration camp? Ah, it's no big deal. Don't worry about it.
Well, I think there's a big jump between Trump and Hitler, and I'm not going to make that comparison, although others have. But it's sad to me that at a time like this, when this country is truly divided and hurting over this, whether you agreed with Charlie Kirk or not, a lot of people are hurting. I think it's just tragic that the president doesn't want to unite us.
I just I kind of clocked something this morning. You know who the top ranking, highest ranking politicians in American politics who are on the record comparing Donald Trump to Hitler are? Could you guess who those two people are?
No. Well,
one of them is J.D. Vance and the other is RFK Jr. two members of Trump's cabinet gave public comment where they called Trump Hitler. That's amazing. It. No other high-ranking elected Democrat has ever done that.
And they change their minds when they can benefit.
That's a cool trick.
Yeah. Yeah, it's really sad. And so, you know, I can't wait for this week to be over. I'm not optimistic that this country's going to learn anything. I'm not that optimistic. I hope I'm wrong. I hope this country learns something from this. But hate sells. And there are people selling hate. And there are a lot of people buying it. And if you buy it, that's your choice. You made that decision. Nobody made you do it. You can vote for Trump and you can support Trump's policies. But you don't have to buy into the hate. And if his core audience rejected the very idea that the president of the United States doesn't want to unite us, I mean, my God, our name is the United States of America, and we're not acting like it, and the president doesn't want to unite us? This is a really frightening thought when it comes to the state of our country today. But somehow in all of this, you know, I'm going to leave this behind, and I'm going to enjoy my weekend. In fact, when I get off the air, I'm even going to enjoy this day. Don't let those people bring you down. Rise up, be bigger, and voice your opinion. I'm Scoot on the Air, and this is WWL. If you support Donald Trump not wanting to unite this country, and you're a Republican and a conservative, you have no right to ever say you respect Ronald Reagan, because Ronald Reagan would be uniting this country. All right, coming up next, meet Deuce McAllister, Mike Haas. Right now, they're at the Rouse's Market on Power Boulevard in Metairie for the fans and the pro. And they'll talk about the Saints and the 49ers and also LSU. The Brian Kelly Show is at 6 o'clock. I want to thank Diane Newman, Ian Hoke, Market Manager Dan Barron, News Anchor Chris Miller, and Traffic with Courtney P. As always, I thank you for being part of the show. Download the Substack app and join Scoot on the Air, become a subscriber, and respond to my videos. Have a great weekend. Love you, New Orleans.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.